by the miracle of recording.
Hello, me again. I wanted to talk to you this week about simplicity and complexity, which I know I've talked about before, somewhere probably, but there's a slightly different variation this week, and I'm hoping it's a little more coherent than last week, because I've written myself some notes which are on the screen, so I might have to look at those while I'm talking. If I've ever had an idea about planning, the idea that I've had is that the kind of reductionism of a lot of planning thinking and the drive for simplicity is one of the things that's taken the kind of the nuance and the emotional complexity out of brands. And if you read the paper I wrote about the Honda advertising on the APG website, you'll see a lot of what I kind of talk about in there. To me, simplicity is, in some ways now, the drive for simplicity is kind of the last gasp weapon of interruptive marketing world or the interruptive advertising world. It's kind of, you know, okay, we're going to bang people over the head one last time. We know there's a lot of clutter out there. We know we're not really listening. But if we make our message incredibly reductive and simple, maybe we'll get through. And for the most part, I don't think that's the right answer. I think the way to get through to people is through making communications they actually want to watch and engage with, which means communications and a brand which is human, in the sense of not being like a person, but being something that a human would want to interact with, i.e. it's got some emotional depth, it's got some resonance, it's got nuance, in essence it's got complexity. And I still kind of believe all that. But if I've learned anything in my year of kind of working on the client side and working in a large organisation, it's that thinking is in many ways incredibly naive, and that the world is ironically more complex than that. Embracing complexity, I think, is incredibly laudable and desirable and a good idea when it comes to actually making the creative stuff that expresses a brand in whatever medium. But when you're trying to get a large organization to actually do something, you still actually need simplicity. You still need to create kind of those very dense buckets of communication, or what's the word? Not buckets, nuggets of communication that can fire around an email system or an intranet or a series of PowerPoint presentations or whatever it is and get people to actually do stuff, whether it be create materials or approve budgets or whatever it is. So, interestingly, you know, while building an interesting brand may involve complexity, actually organizing an interesting brand involves simplicity quite a lot. Hang on, let me just check what I was planning on saying next. And this, I think, presents you as the planner with an incredibly interesting challenge. How do you get, because I still think you need that nuanced and complex thinking, how do you get that nuance and complexity and stuff into something compressed enough that it can transmit through a business or an organisation effectively? And that, I think, is the key skill in some ways, the really key skill that makes for a great planner. Getting to great work is one thing. It's hard, but it's doable, and you can make a significant contribution, and sometimes you don't make a significant contribution. But the unsung, really important contribution that planning can make is in getting nuanced, interesting, emotionally, you know, complex, I keep coming back to complex, I'm sorry, I repeat that a lot, complex strategies and ideas through organisations that frankly don't care that much about your ideas about complexity and don't have enough time to pay attention to them and have got 1,000 other things to worry about. Doing that is the great skill of a planner. And one of those skills that in some ways you alone are asked to have. And there are things you can do. You know, there are tricks. There are, not tricks is the wrong word, but there are techniques for getting those things through. Making a video is a good one, you know, all those kind of things. But the core skill, what it really comes down to, is somewhere between speech writing, poetry, and physics. It's something to do with compression and density, and compacting your message into this, into this incredibly effective idea, which I don't think is the same as simplicity, and is not the same as simplifying. It's not a stripping away, it's not a reductionism, it's a compacting and a compression. It's all about finding exactly the right elegant or persuasive phrase. It's getting complex, multidimensional ideas into a quick sentence, which is incredibly difficult. It's choosing exactly the right word, often when half the people that you're talking to don't share your language as their first language. So how do you make that happen? That's an incredibly difficult and interesting thing. And that, to some extent, is why I've set the assignment that I've set this month. That's the thing you should practice. That's the thing you should be working on now. Coming up with a great and interesting strategy is one thing. Getting it into 5 words without losing any of the richness, that's a really important skill. And if you can do that, that's brilliant. So how do you practice that? How would you get BMW strategy into 5 words or an elegant sentence? How would you get Apple's or Microsoft's or anyone's? Even more than that, how would you compress the ideas behind the Seattle Library into a few words, persuasive words, and without losing any of the richness or any artistic or business or creative endeavour? How would you condense the themes of a movie you've just seen into something quick that you could explain persuasively to a billionaire in an elevator? You know, those are the skills to practice. That's why the assignment this month is what it is. I think that's it. I think the today has been about, I still believe in complexity as a way of talking about brands, but I think the great planning skill is to pack that complexity into an ever denser package. That's it. Thank you very much. Good night. By the miracle of recording.